This guy offered him $315,000 on a $350,000 after repair value. I don't know how to feel about that. I offered $270,000. House only needs a kitchen update, about $15,000 in repairs. How do my numbers look? I feel a little confident that I'll get a call back because we had a 3-hour conversation about this old life. Business that's designed to make profit. You're gonna make money, your partners have to make money, and they understand that. So let's get into this. What's going on, my friend? What's going on? I have a video here. I have a letter here. My name is Ola, coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I've decided not to use my microphone and all that stuff. I forgot my actual microphone at the studio at home. But hopefully my audio is good right now. But I have this question here, and let's really get through it, because I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned in this right here. So again, first of all, it says, guy offered him, that means the seller, $315,000. So sometimes you get a call from homeowners and they've been talking to other people. They've been talking to other wholesalers, other buyers, and things like that. And if you ever find yourself in that situation, I always say tread lightly and make sure you maintain your confidence, your posture, and don't get into a bidding war. Don't get into a competition with anybody, because you're already losing you're losing your position as the person with the power when you do that. Okay, you're the one that needs to have options and choices, not the other way around. If you find yourself in a situation where the seller has or feel like they have a lot more options and choices than you, just don't waste your time. You know, just maintain your position, tell them what you can offer, and leave it at that. At the end of the day, if you watch my previous video, it's about the numbers. Numbers work or it doesn't work. And if the number work for you, it should work for the seller too, because they will already be clear and they will understand that you're in the business, not as a non-profit business, but as a business that's designed to make profit. You're gonna make money, your partners have to make money. And they understand that. And they also may be wanting to walk away with something, but more importantly, they want to get rid of a property. If they don't want to get rid of a property, they're not motivated enough to want to get rid of a property as of yesterday, chances are you're wasting your time. All right. So if I go to an appointment and somebody's already telling me that they already have an offer for $315,000, and they told me that their property is worth $350,000, I'm usually already like, okay, all right. That's not my offer. Would you like to talk about offer where we actually close? Because we're actually going to close on your deal. And if somebody is offering you $315,000, do they want to live in the house as is? Then why don't you just go with that, you know? But I tell you, if you're serious about closing this deal and you want to close in good time in the next 20 days, then you should be talking to me, and let's create a win-win so that we actually both get the results we're looking for. And then I shut up and I just listen, okay? And really, you just want to say what you need to say and learn how to shut up and listen, okay? And if they're not motivated, which you shouldn't be talking to them in the first place, they will make your life a lot more easier and you can move on, okay? After all, you're supposed to have choices. You should be marketing, your pipeline should be filled, and you should be getting calls from time to time, okay? If you feel like this is the deal for you and you must strike a deal, you get desperate, you become needy, they can smell it, they can feel it, and eventually you will still lose out on the deal anyway. Something I really want to drive home for you is that if a deal is right, it's just flow. Everything will just seem so seamless. It will be like, it will almost feel like it's effortless, right? Now, if the deal is right, if the deal is ever going to close, it will feel, it usually will feel like that from the beginning. If a deal is going to be a pain in the butt, if a seller is going to be a pain in the butt, you can also tell from the beginning because things will just be unnecessarily difficult. You will find yourself trying to squeeze things and trying to make things that are impossible happen, and it's already difficult, it already feels wrong. The energy is all wrong. You know, it's when a deal doesn't go through or if it falls through, you usually would have seen the sign from the beginning. Typically, you ignored the signs. Does that make sense? You ignore the signs and just be mindful of that, okay? If a deal is right, it's right. Everybody feels right. The seller feel right. You feel right. Your partners, that means your end buyer, feel right about the deal. And it's usually flow. And those are the kind of deals you want to focus your energy on. In business, we call that doubling down. If something is feeling right, you double down. You know, if something is feeling all wrong, double back out. You know, don't waste your time because there's more than enough options out there if you're consistently marketing. So anyway, he says, I offered $270,000. So if I do that math right there for $350,000, let me do that math real quick. $350,000, you should be offering 65 times 3. That's about 195 plus another 30. You should be offering around 230, 240. You know, if something is worth 350. At most, minus the cost of repair. So 270, if you're going by 70% of ARV, so multiply 70 by 3, that's 245. You really shouldn't be more than 245. That's if the house is perfect and needs work. But he continues here, house only needs a kitchen update, about 15K. So at 15K, 210 plus 35, 245 minus 15K, so your offer really shouldn't be more than 230 anyway, and you're already offering way more than that. So you're already pushing it. You're already pushing it. And trust me, that range, that margin that we put in there from 350 to 210, you're gonna need that because surprises happen in rehabs. Surprises happen in deals. You're gonna need all of that space, and you really should not be flinching and flinching all the way to 270 from 15,000 dollars. Okay, sorry, 230, right? 230. You 230 to 270. That's $40,000. That's a lot of money that you're pushing your edges too much on. You're pushing the range too far. The idea is 65 to 70% of the after repair value. 65 to 70% of $350,000. If that number is accurate, okay. How do my numbers look? The number looks horrible already. Okay, the numbers look horrible. And imagine there, let's say you may think, hey, 270 plus 15, that's what? That's 285, and you're thinking 350. You're thinking you stand to make $40,000. That's you thinking linearly. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you don't think linearly. You think in percentages, you think exponentially. The percentage is off. Okay, the percentage of 350, 70% of 350 will be 245 minus the $15,000. That's how you do the math. And you should not be paying no more than 230 for that house. If you push that worst case scenario, you push a 10K on top of it, right? That's the only time you're allowed to do that. And usually you really should not do that. And if you're dealing with a motivated seller, this thing should not matter. It really shouldn't matter because if they're not motivated, then it will matter, okay? They understand you're in this big game to make money. They understand when you put any kind of cash into this deal that you should expect about 30% return on your investment back because it's going to take time, sweat, tears, and all of that to make this deal work so you can sell the property for a profit. You're not in a non-profit business. It needs to make profit. They understand that, okay? How do my numbers look? Horrible. I feel a little confident that I'll get a call back. Yeah, because you pushed it 270 and you fell for the 315 thing. If they have an offer for 315 and that person is going to close, they need to go with that. And you need to move forward to other people in your pipeline. so you can get the deal that fits the business, so you can actually make money. If you over offer, if you overpay for property, you pay for it. All right, and you'll pay not just in that moment, you pay into the future, because the holding cost is going to hit you up. See, a lot of people forget that there's something called holding and closing costs in deals. Yeah, you talk about the ARV, after repair value, you talk about the repair cost, and you do the 70%, and now you have what, 30% left to make money, right? But you keep forgetting you should actually estimate another 10% for holding and closing costs, because there will be surprises, okay? Not only that, if you're a wholesaler, put another 10% on top of that so you can make some money from that. So you can make $25,000, $30,000 from that. It's all about marketing. Marketing enough to have enough options so you can really command the tone of your negotiations when you're doing these things, okay? So you're going to get a call back. Now, he says something here, because we had a three-hour conversation about this whole life. If you have a three-hour conversation and you didn't get a contract, you already over-talked yourself out of the deal. The deal is not going to happen. It's highly unlikely that you will ever get a deal from that. You talked yourself out of the deal. It should be straight to the point. I want to buy your house. My offer is $245,000 because I'm estimating about $15,000 worth of work. We have to make profits. My partners, we need to make money from this. That's how it's going to make sense. You need to get rid of this house, right? All right, let's sign a contract. Let's get that going. That conversation should not be more than 10 minutes. And that 10 minutes because you let them do as much talking as they want to do. But you keep talking and you keep trying to sell them on working with you, it's not going to work. You're going to talk yourself out of the game. And that's what usually happens to a lot of people. All right. So that's what I have for you on this episode today. The title of this episode is, how do you feel about my numbers? Horrible. Okay. Hopefully you've been enlightened on this one and educated. And download the book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And give me a thumbs up, a like, share button, all of that stuff. That good old thing. Share it. And I'll see you on the next one.